Audio Learn's Medical School Crash Courses presents Internal Medicine, written by experts and authorities in the field and professionally narrated for easy listening. This crash course is a valuable tool both during school and when preparing for the USMLE, or if you're simply interested in the subject. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical medical school internal medicine course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master the course. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized sections. There is a Q&A and a key takeaways section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. Also included is a comprehensive test containing the top 100 most commonly tested questions in internal medicine with the correct answers. To get the most out of this course, we recommend that you listen to the entire audio once while taking notes, then go back and listen to areas you had difficulties with. Audio Learn's medical school crash courses support your studies, help with USMLE preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter for anyone interested in what medical students are taught in a typical medical school course. In this course, we'll cover the following topics: critical care medicine, cardiac care, endocrinology, gastroenterology, geriatric medicine, hematology, oncology, infectious disease, nephrology, pulmonology, rheumatology, and hepatology. Now, let's get started. Chapter 1, Critical Care Medicine. This chapter is concerned with the management of critically ill patients. Patients can be critically ill from an acute illness, the exacerbation of a chronic illness, or from an acute traumatic injury. Many of these patients have damage to many organ systems requiring intensive treatment and support of organ or body systems. Critically ill patients are often cared for in the intensive care unit with one-to-one nursing and ventilator support. They are on several medications and receive treatment from many types of health professionals. Multiple organ dysfunction syndrome. Multiple organ dysfunction syndrome, or MODS, involves having dysfunction of many different organ systems at the same time. There can be several causes of multiple organ system dysfunction, the most common of which is sepsis. MODS carries a high risk of mortality. At least two organ systems must be dysfunctional to be classified as multiple organ system dysfunction. These include the renal system, the liver, the heart, the respiratory system, the blood, and neurologic system. Signs and symptoms of MODS can involve many of the organ systems. There may be respiratory problems with difficulty in airway gas exchange. There can be hypoxemia from poor gas exchange in the lungs. The kidneys can also be involved. There can be poor urine output even when there is adequate fluid volume in the extracellular fluid space. Dialysis is sometimes necessary to keep the kidneys functioning normally. Key takeaways. Interventional cardiology involves using catheters to evaluate the coronary arteries, repair blockage to the coronary arteries, or repair damaged valves. Patients with a heart attack often present with typical signs and symptoms of cardiac ischemia, but can present atypically with epigastric pain or indigestion. Half of all myocardial infarction deaths happen prior to arrival at the emergency room and are due to a lethal cardiac arrhythmia. Number 6. The patient presents to the emergency department with chest pain suggestive of cardiac ischemia, a negative EKG, and a negative troponin elevation. How should they be treated? A. They should receive aspirin, nitroglycerin, and be admitted for probable myocardial infarction. B. They should have serial EKGs to evaluate for progression of their disease as they are probably